P-minus 45. Stevenson Farm, Eastview, Colorado. The relative emptiness of the open section of Phil's basement, which almost bordered on barrenness, surprised all of the adults who hadn't previously been in it, which was to say Tara, Dan, and Chip, but not Emma. They didn't feel any kind of disappointment, though, naturally knowing by now that there was much more to come thanks to the credit card-like entry key that would imminently grant access to the real bounty that lay in wait. Chip handed the card to Dan, who seemed like the natural and justified candidate to do the honors given that he was the only present member of the group of three people, a group which also included his brother and father, to whom Phil had collectively entrusted the key. Emma pointed towards the barely noticeable slot in the wall where the card was to be placed, at which point Dan stepped eagerly towards it.
"Wait,"
Tara said, sidestepping into his way at the last second.
"Before you put it in, I have one question. Not as random as it seems. It's about the card."
Dan sighed and felt his neck muscles involuntarily tense, knowing precisely what was coming.
"Oh, yeah?"
Emma said. Tara smiled.
"So, Dan, who's Hopper?"
Chip tipped his head back slightly in belatedly realization of what the sisters had been getting at. He remembered now. Hopper had been the contextless clue Phil provided for Dan in order to ensure that all three of the McCarthy men had to cooperate to unlock the key card from the small device he'd left with Chip for safekeeping. Like Henry and Clark, Dan had been required to enter a 6-digit date linked in his mind to the single word prompt, with the successful entry of all three being needed before the otherwise impenetrable device would relinquish the card held within it.
"Your date was sometime in 2013, right?"
Tara asked, almost certain this was correct.
"What happened then? And who was Hopper?"
Emma, looking at her husband as he nervously bit his lip, stepped in at this point.
"You don't have to tell us," she insisted. "Oh, obviously," Tara added. "Totally. Sorry, Dan. You don't have to. I didn't mean to put you on the spot for real. I was mainly messing around. But I do kind of want to know how come Phil knew that name and date when it's something you don't want to talk about."
Dan sighed deeply. "Don't feel bad for making me say it, because I'm choosing to. And it's not that bad, which is why I'm going to say it. I don't want it to be built up in your minds as some massive thing. I loved Phil, and I won't speak ill of the dead, especially when they're literally in the same room. But I'm pissed off about this Hopper thing. He could have used something else. But anyway,
don't tell us," Tara said.
Their roles reversed, however. Emma was now very evidently intrigued and, although she would never say as much, clearly wanted Dan to spit it out. "Clark gave me a guitar for my birthday that year," he said, "secondhand, and I pawned it so I could pay a detective to find our mom. For some reason, that was the age when I really wanted to know. There are things our dad never told us, but there are things he doesn't know. Like where she is. One day, Phil was drinking with this detective and..."
"Oh, it's that Hopper," Chip blurted out, uncharacteristically rude in his interruption. "He was in on some things with my old man for a while. Real piece of work. Owed a lot of money when he disappeared. Did he bail on you? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But damn, Hopper."
Dan shook his head. "He seemed like that kind of guy who could bail on you at any second, but it didn't go like that. Apparently, he was boasting in some bar about how he had taken money from a kid and was going to come up with some cock and bull story without actually looking into anything. When Phil realized it was me who this guy was going to fleece, he gave me back the guitar and said Hopper had paid for it, but that I wouldn't be seeing him again. I didn't.
Come to think of it, that would have been around the time Hopper skipped town," Chip mused.
"Can't be coincidence. I know how tight Phil and your old man always were. I guess Henry didn't know Hopper or hear about any of that stuff, though, because the name didn't seem to ring a bell in his mind last night."
"Man, how the hell was that only last night?"
Tara asked, speaking for everyone. So much had happened, the feeling that time seemed to have slowed down was a sentiment they had never felt more keenly. "Phil also told me to stop looking for her," Dan said.
He swore he wasn't trying to stop me from finding anything in particular, but that she had said some things when she left that he and my dad would never tell me, but that, if I knew them, would make me want to forget she ever existed. He told me how tough it had all been on my dad and how he had stepped up to raise us after she left with most of what he'd worked for because she woke up one day and wanted a new life. I mean, I barely even remember much of her, but the way Phil was talking, I believed him, and I still do. That was on the date I had to enter to get this damn card, November 8th, 2013. And I still can't believe he picked it. I don't know why he would want to dredge that up in my mind. We never spoke about it again, just like I've never spoken about any of that stuff with Clark or my dad. She might as well have never existed with how totally we ignore it all. But then Phil dragged it back into my head.
I'm surprised he knew you'd remember the date you talked about it with him.
Tara chimed in. Dan inhaled deeply. It was a rough day with some of the stuff he told me. He meant well, and I think he was saving me from something. But you know how he speaks. Well, spoke. I guess it's all pretty ironic when you think about it, huh? Mr. Truth Seeker is how everyone sees me, but there's this one big thing close to home as anything gets, and I stopped looking for answers. No one said anything. But let's just hop on into this stash, why don't we? Dan said, shifting the tone. Good call, brother, Chip said supportively. All four adults then formed a line facing the slot, Piper more than content in Tara's arms, until Dan stepped forward and inserted the key. With a decidedly hydraulic sound, the entire wall descended into a recess in the floor to expose a room at least as big as the open section of basement in which they were standing.
I knew he wouldn't let us down,
Tara beamed, the first among them to react vocally while the others only gasped.
I knew it.